Hey guys, Jin here. Ingrid Wenbaker 终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 神话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是奥维德的变形记。Ovid's Metamorphoses is a classic work of literature with various things. However, it also contains some violent and explicit elements that may not be suitable for all audiences, especially young readers. 给会考生读的神话故事版本通常是过滤过的小清新。如果会考生知道原来原版的故事内容有这么多 dirty 与不得体的部分，想必会更愿意阅读吧。In this episode, I'm so excited to be sharing with you the very first story from Ovid Metamorphoses Book 1, translated by Henry Thomas Reilly.
今天要和朋友们分享的故事是奥维德的《变形记》里头的第一篇《世界的形成》A Story of How the World Began
Metamorphoses Book 1, Fable 1 God Reduces Chaos into Order God Reduces Chaos into Order Reduce 减少降低 Chaos 混乱 Order 秩序
故事一开始就描述了世界处于混乱的状态 Chaos Chaos is like a big mess It's all messed up and there's no order to it
整个世界的一切呢都处在一种没有秩序的状态然后呢一个被称为 God 的神圣力量介入我想把希腊罗马神话里的 God 和基督教里头的 God 做一个区分所以希腊罗马神话里的 God 翻译成天神那天神呢把混乱化为秩序 Order Order is when things are organized and there's a pattern to them 天神呢把杂乱无序的事物变得有条理有规律 He separates the four elements and disposes the several bodies of which the universe is formed into their proper situationsSeparate, 分离 Element, 元素 Dispose, 处置 Universe, 宇宙 Proper, 恰当的
天神将原本混在一起的东西分开那这些东西是形成世界的四个基本元素
The four elements are the basic building blocks of the universe.
这四个基本元素呢是原本就存在的那天神把它们分开
He separates the four elements
并且天神处置了好几个物体
He disposes the several bodies
这些物体指的是天体行星
The bodies are the stars and planets in the sky
天神把这些天体放置在恰当的位置
GodPuts everything in its place in their proper situations.
然后呢，一个有秩序的宇宙就形成啦。理论上是这样啦，但是作者呢倾向多描述一些细节。于是呢，故事我们又从混乱的部分开始说起。
At first, the sea, the earth, and the heaven, which covers all things, were the only face of nature throughout the whole universe, which men have named chaos. A rude and undigested mass, and nothing more than an inert weight and the discordant atoms of things not harmonizing, heaped together in the same spot. Throughout,
自始至终 Rude 粗鲁的 Undigested 未消化的 Inert 不动的 Discordant 不和谐的 Atom 原子 Harmonize 协调 Heap 堆一开始混乱的世界里有海 The sea 有地面 The earth 和天空 The heaven 陆海空呢是整个宇宙唯一的自然样貌They were the only face of nature throughout the whole universe. 但是这个宇宙呈现的是一个混乱的状态。有多乱呢？乱得不得了。It was like a big lump of dough that had not been kneaded. 大概就是像揉面团的第一阶段吧。台面上有水，有面粉，有酵母，材料堆在一起，却又各自独立。你能想象陆海空全部都堆叠在一起，不分你我的样子吗？ It was a big, messy, and unorganized place. It was full of different things, but they were all mixed up together. No sun as yet gave life to the world, nor did the moon by increasing recover her horns anew.Increase, 增加 anew, 重新白天没有太阳夜晚也没有月亮 There was no sun nor moon 那样就不分白天跟夜晚啦那一开始世界是没有日夜轮替的 The sun, the moon are important because they provide light and warmth for the earth Without them, the world would be a dark and cold place整个世界就黑麻麻的而且没有光线也没有温暖哦 The earth did not as yet hang in the surrounding air balanced by its own weight nor had Amphitrite stretched out her arms along the lessened margin of the coast Surrounding 周围 stretch out 延伸出 lessened 延长的 margin边缘，当时的地球长得不像现在这样，不是固体的状态。It was not a solid planet floating in space. 地面上呢，也不是被空气包围。好难想象那个混沌的世界哦，怎么样的状况是陆海空混合在一起，没有界限，一团乱的画面，想象不出来呀。然后也没有海洋。故事里头提到了Amphitrite. Amphitrite was a goddess and the queen of the sea. 那一开始呢，没有海洋，当然也就不会有海岸这种东西啦。Wherever too was the land, there also was the sea and the air, and thus was the earth without firmness, the sea unnavigable, the air void of light. In no one of them did its present form exist.Less, 因此 firmless, 坚固度 unnavigable, 无法通航的 void, 空白哦、oh, 这一段还是在说这个世界有多么的混乱什么东西都混在一起啦 At the beginning of time, the land, the sea, and air were all mixed together 哪里有陆地哪里就有海洋有空气 There was no clear distinction between them陆地不像是现在，是坚固可以踩踏的。The land was not solid. 水的部分呢，也没有汇聚在一起，形成能够让船只航行的海洋。The sea was not deep enough to sail on. 空中也没有亮光。The air was not bright enough to see in.那包含前面提到的这个世界就是没有太阳，没有月亮，整个世界就完全不是现在的形式不是现在的样貌 And one was ever obstructing the other Because in the same body The cold was striving with the hot The moisture with the dry The soft with the hard Things having weight with those devoid of weight Obstructing 阻碍 Striving 努力 Moist 湿 Devoid 缺乏哦、oh, ，这个叙述就更混乱了。The different elements of the universe were all fighting with each other. 这些存在原本世界里的这些物质呢，它就互相干扰。冷就是热 ，The cold was fighting with the hot. 干就是湿 ，The moist was fighting with the dry. 软就是硬 ，The soft was fighting with the hard.有重量就是没重量 Things with weight were fighting with things without weight 听起来真的很乱啊但是没有关系这种混乱要告一段落了 To this discord God and bounteous nature put an end For he separated the earth from the heavens And the waters from the earth And distinguished the clear heavensfrom the gross atmosphere. Discord, 不和谐的 Bounteous 丰富的 Distinguished 区分 Gross 令人恶心的 Atmosphere 气体。天神把这个混乱的状态大大的整理一番。
God and nature put an end to the discord between the different elements of the universe.
天与地分开。
God separated the earth from the heavens.
水与地分开。
God separated the waters from the earth.
清澈的天空与浑浊的气体分开。
God separated the clear heavens from the gross atmosphere.
天神结束了这种不和谐的状态。
God made the different elements work together in harmony. And after he had unraveled these elements and released them from that confused heap, he combined them, thus destroying in harmonious unison, each in its proper place.
Unraveled, 拆解开, released, 释放, destroying, 脱节, harmonious, 和谐, unison, 一致。世界混乱的状态就像一团毛线，透过天神呢，把混乱的毛线梳理开来。
God separated the different elements of the universe, and he put them back together in a harmonious way.
天神把这些混乱的天体组成世界的四个元素重新安排好，让整个宇宙有秩序，各得其所。接着故事就开始解释所谓的秩序是什么样子。
The element of the vaulted heaven,Fiery and without weight, shone forth and selected a place for itself in the highest region. Next after it, both in lightness and in place, was the air. The earth was more weighty than this, and drew with it the more ponderous atoms, and was pressed together by its own gravity.
Vaulted, 拱形的, fiery, 火热的。Ponderous, 笨重的, gravity, 重力。天空呢是圆拱形的，它在最高的位置，因为它的重量最轻。
He put the vaulted heaven, which is fiery and without weight, in the highest region.
天空有热度，而且会提供光线。其次呢是空气。
He put the air, which is lighter than the vaulted heaven, but heavier than the earth, in the next region.
接着就是地球，也就是陆地的意思。地球比较重，所以它的位置在下方。
He put the earth, which is the heaviest element, in the lowest region.
这就是所谓的各得其所。
The encircled waters sank to the lowermost place and surrounded the solid globe. Encircling,
包围, lowermost, 最底层的。而水呢，水就沉到最深的地方。
The water collected at the bottom of the world,
包围了固体的球体。Surrounded the solid globe, 这是指地球啦。那到这里的话，就是变形记的第一个创造的故事。四个元素都被分开了，所有的东西都各得其所。其实这个故事的编排很像会考生的英文阅读测验里面会出现的文章。那其实这也是英文文章的结构，就是先有主题句 topic sentence, 接着是支持句 supporting sentence, 那最后当然就是结论句 concluding sentence。这里还没有看到结论，那主要就是整个故事是针对主题去做描述，这个主题就是
God reduces chaos into order。
那接下来这一段故事呢，我们就会再来聊人的创造。那今天先到这里咯，Bye。